Should we start?
Yeah.
Hi there. I guess last but not least, thanks for squeezing me in here. I had a 16-hour flight from Baltimore yesterday, so I didn't get in until almost 10 o'clock last night. Today, I'd like you to show you a program that we produce. It's called DART, for Digital Audio Restoration Technology. And DART is a program that runs on IBM PC and PC clone computers, and it basically removes nasty noises from any kind of recordings.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry, my name is Evan Preithirch, and I'm the marketing manager for Tracer Technology, who's the publisher of the software. DART is written by two PhD math professors from the University of Gdansk in Poland. And if you ever read their, here's their names, if you can want to give a shot at those. But throughout the program, they give you little little things on Poland here. They're very proud of it. Here's pictures of Poland. But basically, DART is capable of removing clicks, pops, record scratches, tape hiss, and surface noise from any kind of file. DART is very, very, very easy to use. It has easy, what we call easy run feature, which is kind of press a button and let it happen. DART runs on any IBM computer, 4633 even. This is a Pentium 90 we have now. It's not very dependent on memory or the processor. It's just doesn't take a real powerful computer. We're not going to take the time, but normally you would record a file into DART just like this. And this looks basically like a cassette player here, where you have your normal controls down here, and here's your view meter. You can record mono or stereo files, 16 or 8-bit files, and you can record up to 44 kilohertz, like a CD quality, and I would recommend CD quality. Obviously, the better sound card you have in your computer, the better recording you're going to get out of it. So we're just going to load a file and pretend we recorded it. Okay, and this is our original file. Okay, now I'll just show you what it does real fast, then we can talk about. So I'm just going to choose the easy run. I'll select this as a source file. Choose easy run. Okay, and it brings up a screen, and it's very similar to the computer program he was showing out in the lobby, where you can actually make notes on the individual files, how long it is, and things like that. But it'll just choose all the defaults. Now it's processing here. On this Pentium 90, it takes about 1.5% of the length of the file. So if you have a minute file, it takes 1.5% more than that.
150, 1.5 times.
Right. Okay, so now it's done. Okay, so here's the original again. We'll give you a little bit piece of this. And here's the result. So pretty staggering. What we can do, because I know you're very concerned about keeping the original quality, this, what I've just done is a compare. I've compared the original file with all the noise in with the destination file of the repaired file that we did. And if I compare those two files with each other, whatever they have in common cancels out. So this is actually what the program removed on its own. You can hear in the background just a little bit of the source information, but very little. And this again is with the default settings. I mean, if you want to take time and go in and tweak the settings, you can actually get even better results. That's the basic way around DART. I'll just show you a couple things up here. It's like any other Windows program. You have pull down menus. Then this toolbar up here, you have play and stop. If it's a stereo file, you have left. You can choose a left or right section of the file, and you can also choose to view the file. For instance, this big looks like an EKG here. This is a pop, and you can hear it. And you can zoom in up to 1,000 times. And you can also, you can change the amplitude and, so you can change it horizontally and vertically. And Dart is, if you ever have any questions about Dart, the manual is pretty good, but there's a context-sensitive help where whatever section of Dart you're using, you just hit the help button, and it automatically brings up help about that particular thing to help you out. Let's see here. And up here, although for some reason, yeah. This toolbar right where my mouse is now, can you see that up at the top? This shows us the whole file. So wherever I click, it moves me to that part of the file, and I can play just from that. Something's kind of odd with the video driver in the system. I apologize. But you can also see how all three files, when I move my cursor, they're all synchronized. So it goes to, here's my original. So I can hear all, and here's my, just the noise part. So it's really easy to compare what you did. Let's see. Dart is primarily a noise reduction tool, but it also has a fair amount of file edit things that you can do. Let's get a little bigger picture here. You can cut and paste. I can select an area. I can copy it. Oops. Play from the beginning here. Play. Move things around. So if you have, the other thing that you could do is if you have a verse and a chorus and you wanted to just work on the verse or just the chorus, you could just select that part and just work on that. So it's very easy to do. And cut and paste is just like a word processor, basically. You just select an area, and you can either copy it or remove it, and it just goes away. When you're working on a file, you can also, let's get away from these. It has what they call markers. And a marker, I just put my cursor. Can you see the lines up here? Let's see, close. Okay, so right here, I put a marker, and it's marker number one. Right here, there's a marker, and it's marker number two. So you can mark sections of the file. Anything that you particularly want to look at and remember, you can put up to 8 markers per file. There's also a different kind of marker called a click marker. Put one here. Set. And click marker. Here, there's two pops. It's actually put a sonic signature for a specific part of the sound of the WAV file, so you can come back to it and work on it. Let's see. Okay, and here's some really neat things. This is a toolbox, and what you can do here. You can do, it has, I think there are 8 different tools. The first one is called the scaling tool. And you can select the whole file or a portion of the file, and you can, scaling, basically you can change the amplitude of the file. So if you have an instrumental solo, that's a section where there's an instrumental solo, and it's very quiet, you can just select that portion and you can attenuate it. Basically, you can make a crescendo. The other thing that's very, very handy is a tool called Maximize. And Maximize looks for the highest peak in the entire song and raises that up to the distortion level. And then it takes all the rest of the file and raises that accordingly. So basically, you can increase the volume of your file without affecting it. Does it seem louder? Oh wait, we're on the wrong screen. I have to play the result here. Let's see here. Here we are. Destination. Should play this one. you can change the volume of the file, which is very, very handy. You can also mute sections just by selecting it and hitting the mute. And if you record an entire record in and you want to mute the space between the tracks so it's absolutely dead quiet, it's basically just like taking an eraser, and you can zoom in up to 1,000 times, you know, and mute any little individual parts that you don't want to hear. You can also mix two files together. You can split stereo files into two mono files. You can equalize the file. This is basically a graphic equalizer, just like you have in your stereo or any kind of recording equipment you have. The graphic equalizer is very good for working on certain instruments. If you have weak percussions, you can move the high end and juice up the percussion a little bit. Acoustic guitar is notoriously bad. You can mess around with the mid-range and try and get acoustic guitar to come out. There's also filters. And there's a low-pass filter, which allows you to take out highs. And there's also a high-pass filter, which allows you to take out lows. And someone that knows more than I said, here we are. 78 records will be highly noisy due to the limited bandwidth of the old discs. To reduce this noise, you can run a bandpass filter matching the bandwidth of old records. And it's supposed to make a big difference in remastering 78s. And there's also a notch filter here. There it is. And a notch filter is if you add a high frequency peak in the 5 to 10 kilohertz range, supposed to make a big difference on old material also. DART has, I don't know, I'm not an engineer. I'm just telling you what I'm read here. DART also has undo functions. So whenever you say, oh man, I wish I hadn't done that, you can just hit the undo button and it goes back again. The other thing that's very powerful when you're working with a lot of files is DART has a thing called a sound tree. Basically, all the files that you work on are made in a little flow chart here. And each file can contain information. This tells us when the processing was done, what time it was, what mode it was, all the filter factors and everything like that. And you can put comments for each one, and you can rate them with smiley faces. They're Polish smiley faces, actually. But so if you make some changes, you know, and you want to have a friend come over and say, you know, which one you like, it'll make a whole, keep everything in track here. The whole key to DART is the three filters. And there's three different filters that you use to renovate files. There's a smoothing filter, a post-filtering filter, and a noise detection filter. And you can adjust all three filters independently or just let it go. The first filter is what they call an adaptive renovation filter, and it's a mathematical algorithm. What the computer does, when you record a file into the computer, it converts all the sound into binary, which is zeros and ones. And DART applies a mathematical formula to zeros and ones, and it says, this particular group of zeros and ones looks like a click to me, and it will remove the click. And this looks like tape hiss to me, it'll remove the tape hiss. So by adjusting the parameters of this, and you can see you can go very small, normal, very large, and put numbers in, that's the first type of filter, which removes clicks, pops, and record scratches, and also broadband noise, which is noise over not a very specific frequency noise, but a large noise like tape hiss and surface noise. The processing is done in two stages. First, it looks for impulsive disturbances like clicks and pops, real, like when we look back on our, look here, these real high energy peaks here. And then after it does that, it does what they call adaptive post-filtering, which further reduces the noise. And the third type of detector is this, can someone pronounce that for me? O-U-T-L-I-E-R? Okay, hold on. And this is what takes out the pops and clicks. and you basically can adjust the threshold. It's a lot like if you're a CB radio, there's a squelch, and you, by adjusting a squelch, you can hear, you can allow the CB sound to come through or not, and that's what you do by adjusting the threshold there. DART has been reviewed in national magazines like Stereo Review, EQ, Keyboard Magazine, Electronic Musician, Pro Sound News, and in a couple of weeks, there will be an article on DART. And maybe you know this person, Jerry Osborne, writes a syndicated column. Does that ring a bell? He's doing an article on DART. If this appeals to you, it's as simple as running Easy Run and just let it do. And some people, that's all they do. We have a lot of customers making a very good living right now, taking old recordings of family recordings or old tapes or things like that, running them through DART, cleaning them up, and archiving them on CD-ROM and giving them to people, and people are making a very nice little side business doing that. Or if you're really into this, I mean, you can get in, you can tweak all the modes, you can do anything you want. It's as powerful as you want to make it. DART will be coming out with a new version sometime in the next 60 to 90 days, and the big feature, we haven't seen a final yet, but the big feature is something called a noise print. If you have a consistent noise through the file, an external noise like an air conditioner hum, a ground loop on a mic cable, the fan on this thing, if you can find a spot in the file somewhere where you can see that noise and select a part of it, DART will automatically remove the noise from the entire file. So it's very powerful. And it almost takes you up to the power of a, you know, $3,000-$5,000 digital workstation there. DART lists for $399. Anybody that saw the demonstration today will sell it to you guys by the end of the month for $199. You also get a free upgrade to DART Pro when it's available for just the cost of shipping. Questions? I know we're in a hurry here.
Sound card
makes a big difference. The sound card I would recommend is a Turtle Beach Tahiti card, which lists for $299. For an analog card, for a digital card, there's several very good ones. One we sell is called an ADB multi-wave card. It's about $550, and that outputs digital. There's a new multi-wave Pro 18 just shipped last week, and that's digital and analog out. That's about $650 list. You can have a real decent system to do this for $2,000. I mean, if you go to a Hamfest, you can buy a Pentium 100 right now for about $1,100, and $300 for a sound card, and that's, you know, even including a CD-ROM. We're also trying to get the next version of DART so it will actually take files directly off the CD-ROM without recording them in the computer, just take them out as Redbook audio. Make sense? There's complete working demos of DART back there, and you can do everything, almost everything that the full version does, except you can't save it and you can only work with 15-second files. Thanks a lot. If you have any questions, just come up later.